for the most part, we're hoping just to provide a number of different methods and sort of like ideas about how poems don't necessarily have to exist just on the page. So we have people that are working in video. We have people that are working with networked media. I do some work with networked media and with websites. People doing animation, visual art. The whole idea is to think about a poem as a living thing that's partly performative, as I mean, they always are, even on the page or sort of in the voice. And so what we're trying to do is assemble a whole bunch of different people that are doing interesting, exciting things to demonstrate some of the possibilities for writers, like who want to, you know, want to generate work or refine work this, you know, this one short weekend.
You used a phrase there that I'm interested in. What does network to media mean?
Network to media is going to ask writers to not think of their work just as being in one place, but to inhabit multiple spaces across the web. For instance, Craigslist missed connections ad, you might have a chunk of a poem there. You might have a chunk of a poem, you know, as an Amazon review or something like that.
So they're basically, they're found objects in a sense.
Kind of. I'm not as interested as using like that text, but the writer using those spaces as an opportunity to fill with language and with ideas. And the idea being that you can sort of like pop between them and assemble a larger beast in the way that we all, you know, when we're reading online, there is that tendency, you know, we just click and then we click on this thing and we click on this thing, then we click on this thing, and we create our own strange little reading history. So that's what we're going to be working on in my workshop.
Well, Brett, describe for us some of the ways that you have taken poetry off the page in your art.
I'm very interested in taking the limitations of any situation you're in and trying to turn them into advantages in some way. So one of the limitations that we have when we're trying to get poets to act in a play or direct a play is that they don't have any time, there's no money, we don't necessarily have access to theaters. So a lot of my pieces pull audience members directly out and turn them into actors on the spot. And I've started to write a lot of pieces where spontaneous forms of theater can happen. So two of the pieces, I pull audience members out, we do some rehearsal in one case right there on the stage, and then we run the play right there. So it's very loose. So we're going to do some poets' plays. I'm only less than a third of that poets' theater evening, and I just want to say that Julie Patton, who's just terrific, is also going to be performing this group called the Black Took Collective, which people would really be glad, I think, if they got a chance to see them. There's going to be some dance performances by Julie Carr. So it's going to be a real variety show of an evening. You may not like the kind of work that I'm interested in, but there's plenty of other sorts of approaches to poets' theater that are going to happen that night, and I think it's just going to be a really exciting night.
On Saturday, Andrew, you're going to be involved in both a workshop and a panel. Tell us a little bit about what you'll be adding to the conversation.
Well, I mean, I think that we're thinking of this panel as a pretty free-flowing conversation based on partially what, you know, what the audience interests are and each of our shared interests. And a lot of my interest in the idea of the avatar has to do with the ways in which technology allows us to control the mythologization of the author, which is pretty much inevitable. I mean, readers will all automatically mythologize the author. We want our authors to be somehow mystical and to be able to tell us things and give us truths and to be somehow available to us. And certainly technology has allowed the writer to be more in control if he or she chooses. I think of the writer Jennifer L. Knox, who's a poet that I think a pretty great poet. But she does these YouTube videos, one of which is this thing about corgis, this sort of fake history of corgis, which because it's got photos of corgis, it, you know, it's got a couple hundred thousand hits because people like pets. But the ways in which she sort of just, you know, I mean, jacked this audience and then brought it kind of over to her for her own comedic and somewhat poetic uses, you know, I mean, we are in control, or we can be if we want to be. And so I hope we're going to talk a little bit about the ways in which writers, I mean, especially as Brent was saying, you know, this is not an overwhelmingly commercial enterprise. And the upside of that is that, you know, we can do a lot of the DIY kind of stuff, and we can be our own distributors. We can be our own publishers. And what does that do to the idea of the author then?
I think we're also going to probably end up with a little bit of nuts and bolts stuff, just the kind of digital world that we're moving into generally. in my job at SPD, Small Press Distribution, we are talking a lot to small publishers, and they are using digital printing methods. They are trying to figure out ebooks and how they're going to relate to ebooks. Many of the former literary magazines that we used to have been online now for a decade. So there's all this movement into the digital world, but there's not a tremendous amount of time or discussion for writers who are, especially poets, who are perhaps not making a living, as we said, off of their art form, to invest some time into thinking about what does that mean, that the world is changing that way. There are some interesting and sort of profound ways that flow isn't just one direction. It's not just about the poets needing to respond to the technology, but the technology itself, of course, feeds back into changing the form of the poetry. There's potential for poets to take advantage of these new forms and write differently or think about writing formally different poems because of the medium.
That was poet and U of A professor Ander Munson in the studio, joined by poet and performer Brent Cunningham by telephone from Berkeley, California. The Poetry Off the Page Symposium runs next weekend, May 18th through the 20th,